Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is about the Hollywood Dreams, how hard it is to make it, and a song by me called Hollywood Dream Part 2.
My stance is that when I first came out here as a teenager, late teenager, I knew there were pros and cons in trying to get the Hollywood dream to be in the music industry. I was reminded by people where I was in Buffalo or and people in LA, go for it. Give it 5, 7, 10 years. Then you might have to find something else to do. You don't know, but go for it. You can do it. I wasn't so sure. You know, it was very difficult. The reason why it's so difficult is competition and then all the other stuff, struggles, and, you know, I didn't know about all the horror stories that famous musicians who went to Hollywood went through, or New York, you know, they went through a lot, you know, notoriously, and I guess I found out about it when I was out here. So it was a city that I couldn't, you know, I didn't understand. I was homeless. But first, I was in a shelter in downtown LA. And before I even got anywhere to try for my ambitions, I had to find a place to live. It ended up being where I wasn't, I was, you know, back and forth. On a Greyhound, I came to L.A. and I was in downtown L.A. Skid Row. It seemed to be a bad area. It was very dangerous in some parts down there because I saw people getting robbed and people getting killed on a daily basis in those homeless stores, and I had to leave. Well, anyway, I was in shelters, and I saw people rob people, and for that month, and then I couldn't trust anybody. And now, but with my life and how bad it's been, I went back to New York City. Well, that's even more difficult undertaking because I thought, you know, I'm from the state of New York, and New York City, notorious. I was homeless for several months. I went back to my mom, and then I went back and came back out here. But the point is that the homelessness was just too much. I wasn't as surprised because of what I was told and how difficult undertaking to move to another city. So I handled it very well. I had all that stuff planned out, you know, like, okay, I got to do this. I got to be careful. But I came back, eventually came back to L.A., and I was in Hollywood. And Hollywood's just another city, really. I want to tell you, anybody who comes to Hollywood for their dream, my suggestion is go for it, but just don't come out here with no money. Don't just take a suitcase and just come out of the Greyhound. Take thousands and thousands of dollars. Make sure you have a hotel or something place. And also, you know, they got computer equipment, you know, so you can look for a place. I just came out here just like a lot of people. I met a lot of different people in Hollywood. It was not a safe place in other parts of L.A., which I ended up. So spread out compared to the East Coast. But my thing is that I had to be worried about, you know, homelessness, and then I had to worry about who I can trust. I'm in a new city, and then trying to get those people to accept me in the industry. I didn't have no, I had nothing but a suitcase, you know, and it took me over a year to really, I mean, within a year, I found myself going to clubs in L.A. and so on, and even going on stage singing. I really did. After I found the place, I was so determined. I made my own first demo, and then there you go. All the rejections started. I was heartbroken, but I kept on. But my stance is that what's so difficult about it is getting to the next level, you know. And I think it really, in some cases, you need to have some luck. But I think the luck comes from when you persist. If the best answer is people get it their own way. Whoever get in that industry got it their own way. Some people got it from being in the club at the right place, the right client, and someone saw them. Some people got it on a compilation, which I went that route to and didn't pan out, but some people got it that way. Some people got discovered by being on YouTube. Some people got that discovered by American Idol. Then again, that may not work out either. But most important thing is persist. But it's a different undertaking because, you know, I came out for that initial goal, and like a lot of Hollywood hopefuls, all these other stuff came into play, meeting people, finding jobs, all that other stuff, the life, and then coming across things I could never imagine, which is fun. I am glad that I didn't go to the pitfalls of doing really desperate things like having sex with people to live in homes. I didn't do that, really. Who would want to have sex with me anyway? I mean, God, I'm so big and tall. I mean, well, anyway, I didn't do that. I didn't prostitute. I didn't take drugs or alcohol. I came from a bad background in that department, so I was aware. So I was always aware. Things would have got really worst. So I know that a lot of people have done that. I came across other musicians, people who I jam with, or people I work with briefly, or acquaintances. And I came across actors and other artists. But then I realized there was another thing, you know, besides the rejections, to overcome the rejections and get the right person, was the naysayers, you know. I was told, oh, I'm just a songwriter. I can't sing. I was told that when I first came out here. It bothered me, but I said, that's part of the business. But the time-consuming matter, it really is about persisting and determination. Everybody got their own way, their own idea, whether they want to make it. And, very few get it. As you know, I didn't get to that next level, which was painful so far. But I did get into the industry to release my music. What I mean is that get to that major label and get on the chart. Then I made the big hit. But I'm glad I at least persist to see my songs out. My stance is, you know, the persistence can take a toll. And I'm going to say that it is the right way. You got to really believe. You got to be looking at years, not 1 year or 2 year. And the other thing is, if you can handle the starving days and starving nights for many years, because the truth is that happens to a lot of people. Some people do get that big hit. You know, it's like a lottery system. They do get that big hit, or they get their first role or something after several years of struggle. It's very common. If you can handle that, then yeah. But you got to persist and believe. The good thing compared to in my time when I came out here, that they didn't have all these computers and they didn't have all these cameras. So the good thing is I didn't have to struggle to get a record deal, you know, in the time, you know, to get on an indie label, to get any label. you had to go to West Hollywood or somewhere where they see you and then you get on. Well, that's a good thing. You can get a record deal. Now, if you got the music, you got the talent, you can release it to the public. The thing is the next thing is the PR. It's just very, you know, getting enough people to listen to you and the luck system. But I think the luck plays out as time goes on. But again, some people gave up after 20 years or 30 years. You can't blame them. Some people go back to college. I had to go back to college because they didn't give me a chance. I went to that compilation route too, not just on stage. My songs were put on compilation. They did not give me a chance. So it was painful when that radio station, a certain radio station, major radio station in L.A. wanted to play my Forever Through Time song, and they, you know, the thing is that persists. And, it's, you know, and to hear this and that, you know, oh, it's too late, I'm too old, or, oh, I need to give up. Oh, you ain't working hard enough. Those are the naysayers, the doubts. The naysayers include people, you know, the negative put downs, but also what I feel inside. And I am going to say to all people, if you have a talent and you want to make it in Hollywood, go for it, but just be careful. It may take years, but really work on your craft. And, you know, it's like I had to work on my voice. I did have voice training on my voice and playing instruments, you know. I play the keyboard, yeah, I came up with ideas of songs. And then there's other routes, you know, other art. I do like movies, you know, I was in little movies. They own the IMBN. But the Screen Actors Guild never approved them. But those films were fun. It was no script. I was just acting silly with my friend, and we're all over the IMB. So, you know, listening to all that stuff and getting unemployed, getting fired, and stuff, I say, go for your dream. Don't give up. If you really believe you want to make it, but realize it could take some time. But I think with American Idol is a good thing because, you know, they didn't have American Idol when I came out here, you know, or something. I will say that it's a better chance to make it now than it was 20, 30 years ago, definitely. But, you know, I'm glad I'm still alive to see, because I'm seeing people that I came across who didn't make it in acting or music, and seeing some of the horror things that I've done when I was younger. So I went for that dream. And I don't regret it, because if I stayed where I was in Buffalo and like, okay, what if I would have won? Or la, 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 la. I will always be thinking, oh, well, so I'm glad I at least try. I have the talent and I'm still doing it. Go for your dream. May it come true. And here's a song that I've written, or you can say work with somebody on it in the songwriting department, co-written. It's called I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. For you to enjoy. You can buy it for very little. You can listen to it on Spotify. You can listen to it everywhere. It's out there. So is all my other 7 albums. And I want to just say that the beauty of music, which I discovered when I came out here, as I said it many times in previous podcasts, was the songwriting part. I wasn't as aware. You know, it's about the artist singing. But when I got out here, I realized, what is I'm singing? What is, I need to, I know it's great to sing or want to sing or play, but I realize it's also extremely important to what I'm singing and what I'm playing. And that's so important, the great song. And I was, I became more aware of that even when I came out here. So I went in the studio and I was into rock and roll music. I was a totally different person. And then I realized I had to write these words from the heart. So I went from writing from the heart to actually writing to about love. You know, it is so important to the industry about the songwriting. So no matter everything else is secondary, you know, it's like, it's about what that song is, what's the words and what the music is. And I became a member of BMI at such a young age. It happened because I was on Sunset Boulevard putting out flyers about my music. I put my name and my number right next to, from memory, next to the Roxy. And I was just putting up flyers. I put a whole bunch of flyers all over Hollywood Boulevard. Then I took a bus on Sunset and put a whole bunch of flyers. They were everywhere. And the bad news was nobody called me, and I was like, but the only thing that I got was something in the mail, and it was BMI. I didn't know who BMI, because BMI was on Sunset Boulevard. Yeah, they still are. Yeah, I had to go to them about my account not too long ago. Yeah. Well, a few years ago. Well, anyway, so, and they, I asked who they were, and they said they were for songwriters. I said, songwriting, what's the... I was like, oh, okay, I'm an artist, you know, but you write a song. Then I really, the truth is just about every artist, whether you're big or small, writes a song, or people who are songwriters, they write something. So it's so important. So I became a member, and I didn't take it seriously, and, you know, I registered my first song, but I was not... you know, that's where, you know, being so young, I was just so all over the place. I didn't have an address to live in. So I was here, I was here, I was there, I was there. And, but my thing is that I believe it can come true if I believe. You know, that's even BMI told me, have this, you know, these statements, you know, told me it takes years before someone make it with my writing or singing. She said, you just got to continue if you want it, because it's persistence. And I was like, I don't know if I have enough persistence, because it was a lot of starving days and a lot of starving nights, but as I didn't get that luck or that big break. So my stance is that I did get to the indie label, so in a sense, my dream did come true, and in a way that is out for the world to listen and play and for them to buy. So I'm glad that I got to that point, because I really didn't expect my music to be out in about 10 years ago. It just came out. And a lot of those songs have never been released. You know, it's just a combination of so many years. And I'm going to persist and do my best. But again, you know, the rejections and all that, if the people stop, it's very difficult to continue. But the Hollywood dream can come true. It can. If you believe, it can. Follow your dream, your passion, and not give up. But the thing is that you know, not getting involved with bad people or people who want to sabotage the dream or take advantage of me. I dealt with people who wanted me to pay them money to represent me and management. People wanted to get money out of me and wasn't interested in my dream. So that's the thing that I realized, the, you know, the scam artists and the naysayers and not doing really desperate things. So I'm glad I didn't get killed, like, unfortunately, some Hollywood dreamers who came out here or quit and left for good. Or, you know, I'm glad I'm still standing. And no matter what happens, I accomplished a lot, and I still believe. And writing songs is a part of it. The thing about writing songs is they look for that hit song, you know, the record company or the industry. They like a certain song where that just stands out. And that was, I realized that was so important, way more important than what the artist represents. The artist can sing it. They can look a certain way. They can act a certain way. If they don't have that great song, forget it. So I developed my songwriting. My songwriting developed with the times. And it's, I would say that for artists who become and it wants to make it in the industry, that another route that's so connected to being an artist, to be a star, is to be a songwriter, because, you know, it's pretty much, you're pretty much involved, and it can be a possibility of a good career if given that chance. But in spite of it all, I will continue to believe that my dream can come true. And I could get even further, even though it's hard. And I say to all of you, never give up. I mean, never give up.
Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood.